Can you bring a claim if your loved one became ill or passed away because of a coronavirus infection? Yes, you can. I'm Gary Berger of Berger Law. So in nursing homes, elderly or frail people are especially susceptible to passing away or becoming more severely ill because of the COVID-19 or coronavirus. And that's something this pandemic has been somewhat surprising to us. And some of this can't be avoided. But in a nursing home, there are extra steps that nursing home owners and management should do to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. So it's a little bit different. It has taken the world by surprise. But as I said, nursing homes are legally required to prepare for infections, to address them, both on a micro and a macro level. Nursing homes can do different things. First of all, they have to isolate residents with coronavirus. One of the biggest mistakes nursing homes make is they don't do that. They let those folks be in the general population. And people who exhibit a fever or other corona symptoms have to be isolated and quarantine them immediately. They have to get tested as well. Failing to isolate those patients can lead to unnecessary infections of other folks. Nursing homes also have to comply with federal regulations to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Nursing home regulations mandate that nursing homes employ what's called an infection control program. And that's done for the flu. It's done for any other type of seasonal, a cold, other types of maladies that nursing homes are very familiar about. They have to prohibit employees with those diseases from coming to work. They have to test them for fever, take their temperature, make a record of their infection control program, have policies for infection control programs, isolate potential carriers of it, investigate, control, and prevent infections at the facility. They have to investigate these infections and control for them. At Berger Law, we immediately get these records and look at that. If you're looking yourself to see what type of a claim you may have for the illness or death of a loved one, get their medical records and ask the facility for their policies for addressing the COVID-19 infections that are running rampant through some of our nursing homes. So the impact from an infection in a nursing home among our seniors is terrible because these folks are often immunocompromised. They're not as healthy as younger, vibrant folks. So early detection is very important, controlling it, preventing the spread, having adequate personal protective equipment for employees, making sure employees are social distancing themselves, making sure they're not bringing that in. And also having adequate medical help, having doctors. And when the healthcare provider suspects the coronavirus may infect someone, steps have to be taken. The other things that nursing homes have to do are make sure that the nursing home staff wear personal protective equipment, masks, gloves, and make sure that those get changed and frequently, washing hands repeatedly, having the wipes, sanitation wipes, antibacterial and antiviral cleaning materials. Too many times, face masks aren't worn, gloves aren't worn, or they are worn, but there's not enough of them because the owner didn't buy them. So that the nursing homeowner, so then they are transferred. So the worker uses the same gloves for 10 different patients or the same mask, and that is going to just spread the disease. Nursing homes have to frequently disinfect surfaces and objects. Nursing homes house sick people and ill people, and so frequent cleaning and a written procedure that is implemented and complied with where surfaces are frequently cleaned restricts the passing of that and makes it so that obviously the corona can't be passed. We're all doing this in our personal lives. We've changed our own personal way of doing it. We have wipes, we wash hands. I do this in my family, but that's always been the case at nursing homes. That is not new to them, and they have to have a robust procedure to frequently disinfect surfaces and objects. the disinfectants they use have to be effective. This has to be done to tables, chairs, surfaces, door handles, all that. It's the same as any acute care hospital. So these nursing homes have to have a legal duty to do this, and failing to implement appropriate procedures to do these things, to make sure that the surfaces are cleaned, make sure that infected patients are isolated and quarantined, make sure that their staff wears personal protective equipment at all times, making sure that they comply with federal and state guidelines in terms of investigating and controlling infections. All of these, and there are many nursing homes that do this, that have a good, responsible, robust way of addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. But the ones that don't are violating the rules. And if they break the rules, they're responsible for the harm. If you have any questions about your loved one being affected or passing away because of this, or because of the bad or improper actions of a nursing home, please give us a call at Berger Law. This is Gary Berger from Berger Law. You can find us on the internet. You can contact us through our website at bergerlaw.com, and we have numerous phone numbers where you can call and visit with us. We're always available to answer your questions for free. Thank you.